You shouldn't have to go through a nightmare to drive home your dream car, like the 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Check it out today. Hyundai Shopper Assurance Program available at participating dealerships. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance for more details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Boss.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A U.S. Army soldier is behind bars. The FBI says the soldier had discussed potential targets here in the U.S., including members of a left-wing activist movement and the headquarters of a news network.
Thousands of travelers stranded after British tour operator Thomas Cook abruptly shuts down. The demise of the iconic company triggering the largest peacetime repatriation in the history of the U.K.
Amber Geiger walked into a Dallas courtroom. The former police officer is accused of shooting and killing 26-year-old Botham John in his own apartment.
A family in Florida says that they want a man who punched a girl at a basketball game to be arrested.
Farmington police identified 71-year-old Stephen Price and 30-year-old Mark Price as the two men who died in an abandoned quarry in Farmington.
They fell off the side of the cliff.
A man with a sign at an Iowa football game last weekend saying he needed money to replenish his beer supply. What began as a few hundred bucks has now surpassed $1 million, said he's donating the money to a children's hospital.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Went from several hundred dollars to over $1 million. You know, he's got his own picture on his can of a beer.
Really? That
the company's doing. Give him a one-year supply of beer.
Wow.
I know. I could use that. Hey, Joey, we got a drawing to do, don't we?
Indeed we do. The latest name in the name game. The winner, the name for this hour.
Yeah?
Terrence Isaac. Terrence Isaac, you need to call 396-5477.
We've got some of the coolest names of people in the name game.
Indeed.
Terrence, what's his last name?
Isaac. Terrence Isaac. And when you call 396-5477 within the hour, Terrence, you will be qualified to win a Sony 65-inch big screen TV, smart TV with tri-luminous display technology.
One of my favorite things, tri-luminous.
Indeed. This is a hell of a smart TV and courtesy of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. So again, Terrence Isaac, call 396-5477 within the hour to qualify for this amazing TV.
I like the heck out of that. U.S. soldier faces federal charges for allegedly sharing bomb-making instructions online, CBS reports.
A U.S. soldier is facing federal charges for allegedly sharing bomb-making instructions online and wanting to attack a major news network. He also made reference to a 2020 presidential candidate. Jeff Begase reports on what we're learning about this soldier.
Private First Class Jared Smith is accused in an FBI affidavit of leading a group chat on Facebook where he bragged about his ability to build an improvised explosive device, or IED. In one message, Smith allegedly told someone, "We can make cell phone IEDs in the style of the Afghans. I can teach you that." The affidavit alleges Smith also discussed a plan of conducting an attack within the U.S. and wanted to target the headquarters of a major American news network, allegedly CNN, with a vehicle bomb. He also allegedly plotted to kill far-left-leaning activists known as Antifa and wanted to travel to Ukraine to fight with a violent far-right group. He was charged with one count of distributing information related to explosives and weapons of mass destruction. Catherine Swite is a former FBI special agent.
This subject routinely provided advice and direction on how to build bombs. That's frightening.
Investigators say Smith also mentioned Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. According to the affidavit, an undercover agent asked Smith whether there was anyone down in Texas that would be a good fit for fire, destruction, and death. Smith allegedly responded, "Outside of Beto, I don't know enough people that would be relevant enough to cause a change if they died." O'Rourke thanked law enforcement Monday for keeping everyone safe.
We have been
sharing any information that's relevant with the FBI.
Man.
Pretty serious stuff.
This guy was kind of touched in the Okanagan, if you know what I mean. U.S. soldier, too. Man. That's a shame. You heard the far-right part that he associated with far-right groups. Had to throw that in there, of course. Let's see what we got here for us. Go change subjects here. George again? Did George come back?
He did. He knocked himself off by accident.
George, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The only thing I can say about that dude is I laughed when, in essence, you said, you know, if the handcuffs don't fit, you must have quit. That was a joke.
Really?
I mean, that was what was funny. And, you know, I understand that. But I tell you what, the guy's an idiot if he doesn't get with MPS or get with somebody and get some his wife to get some comp time or some money or, you know, pay all the hospital bills and get a couple of weeks comp time or something. I know that's what I'd be doing.
Julia McPhillips.
You know, well, I think you would too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, let me tell you, I had a family member that was exposed to that type of stuff, and we went to great lengths to put in safety features.
Right. Yeah, because you know that with mama. I mean, you know all about all that with the second chance and with your mom.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I think it wouldn't have been so bad if the guy hadn't kept rubbing it in. I could just feel your blood pressure rising. and then you didn't let me down. You said, don't call me anymore, fool. And that's not F-O-O-L, it's F-O-O. Remember, like Mr. T used to say it?
Oh,
fool, don't call me. That's funny. Anyway, just want to say hey.
George, good talking to you again, buddy. Take care. Dave Lewis. Let's go to East of the Rockies. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon. Look, I wanted to get in on the bandwagon of accusing the president of things that are they're just you know and demanding his impeachment. So I want him. Let's try a couple of things. How about I want him to be impeached because he gave $1 million to the Bahamas of his own money. I mean, if we're looking for absurdity, or how about this? How about his wife? Let's have him impeached because of his beautiful wife. I mean, she makes all the other girls look like an East German weightlifting team. You know? We've got to impeach him, Dan.
I like that. Yeah, let me tell you, the first card they throw on the table now is the I word, is impeach.
I know. It just gets tiresome. I don't even want to listen to the news, you know? I love listening to you, but I'm just getting to the point where it's like every time it comes up, and what is it going to nail him on?
Well, I hope Biden was supposed to have a press conference, but I haven't seen anything on TV about it yet. supposed to have done it an hour ago. See in the fullness of time. But
they'll wake him up. He'll be fine.
We're going to go over some of this stuff. It's amazing how they will only look the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yep. It really is, and it's absurd. And if they don't think that we don't see it, we do. I mean, it's almost to the point of just, man.
Well, you're going to hear Nicole Wallace say some stuff that is just outrageous.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, listen, I appreciate the show. You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much, East. You have a great one, too. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's see which way we want to go here. Okay, so Trump did a great speech at the UN today. He really kind of took it to China and some other folks. Basically, I mean, just to China's face, basically said, they're stealing, they're lying, they robbed Micron Technologies, lost $6 billion worth of property rights there. And the China guy was going, we didn't do it. Let's do this. Let's do the President Trump ordered hold on military aid to Ukraine. Again, listen to the tone of the story here, and we'll get into it.
Dramatic new twist in the controversy over President Trump's contact with Ukraine. CBS News has confirmed Mr. Trump did order a hold on military aid to Ukraine just days before a phone call with the country's leader. But Mr. Trump denies putting pressure on Ukraine to investigate potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who used to have business interest in that nation.
All this is pushing House Democrats closer than ever to supporting impeachment. Paula Reed is at the United Nations, where the president will address the General Assembly this morning. Paula, what do we know about the president's orders?
Senior administration official tells CBS News that President Trump ordered his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, to delay that military aid to Ukraine just days before a call with the Ukrainian president.
I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have.
At the United Nations Monday, President Trump repeatedly denied he coerced Ukraine to investigate the Biden family by withholding military aid.
I did not make a statement that you have to do this or I'm not going to give you aid. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so again, what happened is the story is, well, he... Three, four days before he had the call, he froze the money, or they didn't deliver the money. And basically what I think happened is they said, don't deliver the money until we've gone through all everything to see if we have other people who can pay for it and that kind of stuff. And that's all it is. They're making something much bigger out of this thing, as if they connect the two. Notice that they don't connect the fact that Ukraine is corrupt, and Joe Biden's son is working in a company in a corrupt nation, country, and they don't see any problem with that. And him making $83,000 a month, almost $1 million a year, they don't see any connection with that. But they see a connection of 4 days before the telephone call, oh, he must have been holding it over their head. I don't see how these guys do this. Let's go to the second part of this Paula Reed story.
But CBS News has learned officials at the Office of Management and Budget relayed Mr. Trump's order to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine to the State Department and the Pentagon in July. Just days later, President Trump had a phone call with the Ukrainian president in which he is said to have pressured the leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. As he met with world leaders throughout the day, President Trump said he could have enlisted a foreign government to investigate a political rival.
I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did, but I didn't.
And seized every opportunity to go after the Bidens, doubling down on his unproven accusations that the former vice president used his position to help his son, who had served on the board of a company that had come under scrutiny by a Ukrainian prosecutor.
What Biden did is a disgrace. What his son did is a disgrace.
The Trump administration has blocked a whistleblower complaint at the center of this from being handed over to Congress, arguing that the president is outside the jurisdiction of the intelligence community's inspector general. On Monday, the president said he wasn't concerned.
How seriously are you taking the impeachment talk?
Not at all seriously.
Later today, the president will address other world leaders here at the UN, but it's a tough crowd for him. He's previously expressed disdain for international organizations like the UN, and last year, they laughed at his boasting.
They laughed.
Today, he's expected to tout the U.S. economy and even touch on international flashpoints like Venezuela.
So notice that they're now changing this, may have pressured into pressured the leader. No evidence of that. No evidence whatsoever. And again, the reason he said he needed to fire the prosecutor because there was corruption. So why in the hell is your son working for a company in a corrupt nation? And you don't see any problem with that. The media sees no connection with that. Joe Biden didn't see any connection with that. Do you think he didn't know? I mean, at Christmas dinner, did somebody kind of mention how you're doing?
Right.
Hunter? Incredible. Let's go to Bud, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Bud!
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, how you doing?
I am great. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Where are you?
I am in Lake Wells, Florida, right outside Orlando, and I am taking another 45,000 pounds of rum up to Chicago.
2, 3, 4, 5. While we're driving.
I was about to say, you feel like a party?
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
That'll last me for about a day and a half.
Yes, it will. In fact, my wife was there at Sweet Creek just this weekend with my son, my son-in-law, daughter, and my son, a grandchild. Absolutely loved it.
That is great. Loved it. When will you be back in lovely Alabama?
Well, I'm going to try. I got to go up to Atlanta, drop some stuff off. I'm going to try and swing by tomorrow night and spend the night at the house and keep on going up to Chicago. Wednesday morning? That's my goal anyway.
There you go. Well, we just sent the information to Reed to say that your bride is going to pick it up for him. And
thank you very much.
And it's a congratulations. All I ask is either you or Debbie call us and tell us what you got and how it was.
I sure will. You know, speaking of this crazy ensemble going on with Trump.
Yes.
I can only hope that the House of Representatives does bring articles of impeachment against him. You know, they say Trump and them have identified 40 House seats that they are aggressively going after. And they only need to flip 20 of those. And these are in districts that are within the margin of error, districts that voted for Trump before. And nothing will galvanize the Republican base, unify them, than if they want to go through that route. You know, Nancy's a smart politician. She's held off because she understands if she does this, more likely she will lose control of the House. And on top of that, he will not be impeached with the Republicans holding the Senate. So why would you do this just to placate your liberal base, knowing that it more likely will cost you the House and reelect Trump? AOC and the gang and these other 158 that have now signed on to it, they are insane. And I say, please, go on and jump off the cliff.
Yeah, it seems the... they pulled in some more Dems that were in swing districts that Trump won, a district, matter of fact, there were nine of them, I believe, and the lowest was a Trump plus three district. So maybe they're getting too much blowback in their district from their hardcore, but that's a losing proposition, in my opinion.
Absolutely. It guarantees Trump's reelection, which guarantees at least one more Supreme Court nominee when RGB, they finally get her corpse out of the chair there, because I really think she's been dead like 2 years.
Oh, no, come on. She's
a year and a half, I'm sorry.
Okay.
A year and a half. She hasn't started stinking too bad yet. So if they want to go on ahead and commit political suicide, which I really think articles of impeachment would be, Trump will let all the way to re-election.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all
with
I
you.
Can say.
Yeah, and particularly,
thank you, sir.
You have a great trip. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Rodney, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh!
I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats. A size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Very good.
I'm up here in North Louisiana, and I mean Alabama, and I'm looking up in the sky. I don't see a cloud nowhere, Dan. It's beautiful up here in North Alabama.
What's the temperature like?
Outside of my truck right now is running 89.
Yeah, you're about 4 degrees cooler than we are.
Yeah. Guys, the Democrats don't have nothing. They don't have no impeachment. It's not going nowhere. This clearly tells me, Dan, that they know they don't have anything to beat Trump with. They don't know what they're going to do. This is all they got. This is all they have. It's one of these Comey situations. This is all they got. They can't do anything but this. They have no other choice because they're going to lose. They look like a bunch of idiots like they are. And it explains exactly why they're doing everything. If you look at Trump, at the United Nations and all these other countries and what they were up to, it's amazing, Dan. But let me tell everybody, I want to speak to all the Republicans out there who voted for Donald Trump into office as president. Our president has clearly said, and I've heard him say, that there's nothing there. My president is not a liar. We know who the liars are. Over the last 2 years, we learned that well. So not only does Donald Trump got them chasing a rabbit down the hole right now and keep them occupied, but I can imagine the protocol that Donald Trump's got set up for the next year already. These folks don't know what they're in for. If they fear in Trump this much, then that tells me that Trump is very successful, because they should not be fearing Trump at all. They should be fearing Barr. So therefore, I say, stand by, watch the entertainment, and it's all going to come down here soon.
Well, and Rodney, I have some breaking news to your point. The president's just spoken about this phone call and all that. He just put out a message, a tweet. 8 minutes ago. I am currently at the United Nations representing our country, but have authorized the release tomorrow of the complete, fully declassified and unredacted transcript of my phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You will see it was a very friendly and totally appropriate call. No pressure, and unlike Joe Biden and his son, no quid pro quo. This is nothing more than a continuation of the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time.
Donald Trump done suckered him in and sunk him again.
Did he say unredacted?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. It really
let me agree with you in kind of a different way of something that you said. For the Democrats to try to go to this quickly and is really says to me and to some other people that are part of my group that this is their only choice, that they can't beat them straight up. And so they're trying it this way, and it's going to do nothing but damage to them.
Yeah. I think there was a senator, somebody out of Georgia, that simulated a Democrat this morning, made a press release saying that they done tried like all these other 80 things, and none of them worked. We have to start impeachment now. He told on himself. They have nothing else. Guys, look, we took America back. Be proud of it. Be proud of our president. We ain't finished yet. We coming to finish the job. Just like our military does, we going to finish it. We're as strong as our military, the citizens and the people of this country. We fight just as hard, and we fighting in this civil war, political civil war that we're fighting right now. And we winning, guys. Keep up the good work.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to drive safe and enjoy this pretty day.
All right, talk to y'all guys later. Y'all keep up the good work over there, and I'm definitely going to be listening out here.
I appreciate you. Ken, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Premier Tuesday on CBS. First, they thought she was gone forever.
Siva David is dead.
But they were wrong.
Hello, Gibbs.
Where have you been?
Siva returns on the season premiere of NCIS. And on the season premiere of FBI, a terrorist threat has the city on edge.
Get the kids off the field now!
Followed by the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meets with other Democrats this afternoon as more members of her caucus call for President Trump's impeachment. President Trump confirms that he withheld military aid to Ukraine this summer. He denies it was to pressure Ukraine's new president to investigate Joe Biden and says,
I keep asking the same question. Why is it that the United States is always paying these foreign countries?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer wants a resolution demanding that a whistleblower warning about the president's call to Ukraine's president be shared with the Senate.
I see no reason for any Republican not to support this.
Joe Biden speaks soon to address President Trump's accusation he acted corruptly regarding Ukraine. About 1.3 million Americans are being made eligible to receive overtime pay, people making less than $35,308 a year. The Labor Department's making that the new salary floor for overtime exemption, up from $23,660. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
News Talk 93.1 Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. I'm a 3 hour day. What a very special time for me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dan.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Hope you and Joey are.
Oh, yeah.
Doing great.
Great, great. I want to concur with Rodney, pretty close to 100%. I don't think it's a matter of them, the Dems, thinking that they may as well go ahead and bring this up now. It's maybe going to be the best shot they'll have here in the next year or so. I think Pelosi has decided that it's her only chance to get along with her majority. I mean the overall majority in the House, which includes her party, which is comprised of her party, and which includes the squad, as they call it, although it's a pretty measly squad with four members. But I think she sees this as her chance to maybe she can't make hay out of this. Maybe she can make chicken salad out of what all the rest of them have been mucking around in, starting with Nadler and going through the squad, et cetera. And I think it'll amount, if proceedings go forth under the banner of impeachment, I think she will plan to use it as opposition research for the campaign. That's the only reason I can see that they might go forward now, because the order for impeachment will have had time to wane a bit, but all the muck that they've been able to rake up, you know, they'll be able to refer back to. Well, gosh, look at what he was charged with. Look at what he had to plead not guilty to before the U.S. Senate. And I think that's what she sees. But on this business of releasing, Schumer sounds like a nut. He can't think of any reason that a Republican would oppose legislation to demand that the president share a transcript of this telephone conversation with another nation's leader. Why, sure, Chuck. Every leader around the nation is so comfortable knowing that every word, every syllable of any conversation with our leader will go right to you and Pelosi and Nadler. Oh, give us all a break. You know,
the confidence level is low.
They look like what they are. They're nuts. And I think Pelosi is trying to make something out of it and get it over with. And either that, or she's going to finally tell them, no, wait, and if she can pacify them that way. But I think she sees it as a way to bring out all the mud and the dirt and the innuendos and all the charges they can think of, so that they can use it in what really matters, and that's next year in the campaign.
Yeah, I think they're making a tactical error here.
Yeah. Well, it won't be the first one they've made in the last couple of years, that's for sure. But I still believe that Trump could go out on Fifth Avenue, and as long as he'd be a bit discriminating as to, you know, pick out one of the demo loudmouths and maybe just wing them and not really shoot, kill. But I don't think there's much he can do right now that's going, or that they can pin on him. And I think, again, that's the reason Pelosi is showing that, well, there may be a little crack in the door here to pacify everybody and get it over with and make him stand trial in the Senate and use everything he's been charged with as opposition research.
Well, as we say, we'll see in the fullness of time.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. Thank you guys for keeping it before us.
You have a good one, Ken. Good talking to you again.
You too, Dano. Thanks.
Let's pick up some Catherine Herridge pieces here. Let's start with the Cavuto piece, and then we'll go to the Sean Hannity piece, and then the American Newsroom piece that was about 3 hours ago.
Judicial Watch has obtained this lightly redacted two-page memo from former FBI acting and deputy director Andrew McCabe that memorialized a May 2017 conversation with then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The timing here matters because the special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed the following day. Written on May 16, 2017, McCabe describes his decision to open an obstruction of justice and conspiracy investigation into President Trump for firing FBI Director James Comey and related matters. According to the memo, McCabe took Rosenstein's offer to record the president so seriously that he ran the idea by his FBI investigative team. Quote, as our conversation continued, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, or DAG, proposed that he could potentially wear a recording device into the Oval Office to collect additional evidence on the president's true intentions. He said he thought this might be possible because he was not searched when he entered the White House. I told him that I would discuss the opportunity with my investigative team and get back to him. Earlier this year, after the special counsel report was released, Fox News asked President Trump how Rosenstein explained these allegations against him.
Listen.
Did he have a phone call with you about it? Did he explain it on the Air Force
honestly,
One?
Honestly, I'd much rather have you ask him that question. It sounds a little bit far-fetched, frankly, but a lot of things in this case are far-fetched. Mm-hmm. But I got along with him, and I think that question you'd probably have to ask him.
Fox News followed up twice with Rosenstein after that interview, and he did not respond to our request for comment. When these allegations first surfaced, Charles, those close to Rosenstein said his statements were sarcastic, but the McCabe letter offers an awful lot of detail about this alleged plan to get additional evidence about the president.
Okay, so that was yesterday afternoon, and what had happened, what Catherine was doing is saying that the McCabe memo came out, and basically cited that Rosenstein did say that. And when she was asking the president, this was a conversation she had with him back in August. Mm-hmm. So what did he say to you? And said, well, it's best for you to ask him, which I thought that was a good answer.
Yes.
I think Rosenstein might be, I think we may have been correct on the black hat.
And also this late breaking news that Trump wants the full transcript of his call with the Ukrainian president Zelensky release tomorrow. The reason I'm bringing that up again is because as we're moving forward, the Michael Horowitz FISA abuse report is in.
They better not do it tomorrow.
They better not do it tomorrow, sure. But I think there might be some more walking into the knife, as you put it. That what if what's found out is a lot of the dirt you're using in FISA and this whole process to investigate Trump was dirt from foreign governments? And you wanted to impeach Trump for not even doing what you thought he did, but you're going to look the other way on all this stuff that led to a 2-year saga? Give me a break.
Can't wait till the FISA report comes out.
It seems interesting how this is all coming together.
Yeah, it is interesting that it's coming, that he's pinning it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he's not. And I guess what he didn't want to do is step on his own story of his speech tonight.
Right.
But he could have let them fish for a little bit longer. So don't you know they're kind of trying to figure out what in the heck is going on here? And who knows who the whistleblower is?
Right.
And have they talked to the whistleblower what they said?
This is so far-fetched, folks. But, Dan, do you remember the story during the campaign? The story was this, folks, that Trump used to pretend to be his own PR guy under John Connor.
Yeah.
And eventually, and people are making fun of Trump for this and all that, and finally they get to the woman who would have had that tape of Trump being John Connor. She's like, oh, I lost that years ago. So the only possible person who would have leaked that to the media would have been Trump himself. So he can play these games.
Oh, yeah.
Don't put it past him.
Let's keep on with Catherine Harris talking about the whistleblower. This was on Sean Hannity last night.
A person familiar with the situation tells Fox News that the whistleblower did not have, quote, firsthand knowledge of the conversation between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, adding the complaint makes clear the whistleblower did not have direct knowledge of that July phone call. That matters because typically multiple U.S. officials on these calls with the president, indicating the whistleblower was not one of them. It's unclear how the individual transcript, heard about the call, or learned about it another way. After consulting with the Justice Department, the top lawyer for the acting director of National Intelligence, Joe McGuire, said the complaint was not standard, did not meet the statutory definition of urgent, and congressional notification was not required. Speaking to reporters at the UN, President Trump went on the offensive.
Did you tell the Iranian leader that they would have the aid only if they investigated Joe Biden and his family?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. But Joe Biden said it about his son. Joe Biden was very dishonest what he did.
On the whistleblower lacking direct knowledge of the call, a separate source told Fox News that weakens the complaint, necessarily undercut all allegations. Democrats want McGuire's testimony on Thursday.
Yeah. Striking while the iron is hot. It's very rare that you have three different clips on three different subjects that Catherine Harris does in a very small period of time. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan.
How are you? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Hey, Dan, I was gosh about something here. I know you probably got the news on there. Nancy Pelosi speaking with some kind of Lanik festival, whatever that is, or she's
we're watching it.
Yeah, they were talking about the impeachment, and she sat there and says, this has nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, right.
She said it about three or four times. Then she invoked Ronald Reagan about on his last speech. You know, does she think we're stupid? This has nothing to do with politics.
Let me tell you something.
That's all it has to do with.
Let me tell you something I learned about Democrats in my time in Washington, D.C. What they'll do is they'll say something as if it's true because they know that the media will take it and parrot it. They'll just repeat it. And then it will become true because the media said it. And that's what they do. They say things knowing it's not true, but saying it as if it is true, so the media will make it true.
I mean, what a bald-faced liar. But anyways, you're talking about Trump's going to release this transcript now. Is that actually going to happen tomorrow, the entire transcript?
He said it's going to be released tomorrow, unredacted.
Well, that'll just take care of all this speculation that's been going on.
I don't know about that. Remember, it's going to be in the eyes of the beholder. Mm. People are going to read things into it that are not there.
Yeah, just like the Mueller report, just like everything, you know, and it just a continuation.
Let me tell you, get ready for these words, is that the transcript clearly shows that Donald Trump was colluding with Ukraine. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to hear it.
That'll be the lead-in from all the news.
I mean, you're going to, Adam Schiff or somebody, somebody's going to say that. There's one of these, you know, Nadler or Schiff or somebody that's going to say that.
Is it ever going to end?
No, because it's in the, you got to remember, somebody can read something, two people can read things, and if you're a Trump hater, you read it one way. If you're a Trump advocate, you read it another.
But that's not gonna lead to impeachment.
No, it's not going to lead to impeachment. But see, the concept is they're not really, they know they can vote on impeachment, but they're not going to remove him from office. They know that.
No, yeah, it can't happen because of the Senate. I mean, it's not going to happen.
And so what they're trying to do is damage Trump so they can win in 2019. That's their only hope.
Well,
and they've got that basically fully planted on Joe Biden. That's just scary.
Yeah, because this guy asked her, but she said, aren't you afraid this is going to make Trump a martyr? You know, and that's when she said, this has nothing to do with politics. I just want to, never mind. That's enough to make your head explode. She had a lot of years practice to looking right in the camera and lying like a dog. So, you know. Anyways, I'm just glad we've got your program to turn into, Dan, so we can kind of get the unfiltered truth.
Well, Jim, I appreciate that an awful lot, my friend.
All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you. News Tone 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like
272-9228, that's where we are.
I wanna hold you so much at long last.
Okay, now releasing the transcript is not enough for the Democrats. That just simply isn't enough.
You're just too good to be true.
Chuck Schumer just said that.
I thought that was the whole complaint.
That's the whole thing, is that they move the goalpost over and over again. You know who doesn't move the goalpost?
Who?
Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, because he's always giving you the deal. He's always giving you great deals. Okay, so let's say you have a VHS or Betamax tape. Let's say you have two of them. Let's say you have four of them. You know what you can do? You can call Dan Black at the number I'm about to give you at 334-279-6036. And you know what he's going to do? You're going to say, Dan, I've got four tapes. He said, well, all you're going to pay for are two. Because the other two are, ready for it, free.
Free?
Free, my favorite word.
It's a good word.
Yes, and free are two of my favorites. It is great. That is a great deal, Dan Black Studios, VHS, and Betamax, moving that from the tape world to the digital world just for you. 334-279-6036. Get those tapes. Put them together. Add them up. Give them a call. Take it to them. You're going to buy one, get one free. That is a heck of a deal. 334-279-6036. Hopefully my computer's going to work now. Let's see which way we want to go here. Yeah, my phone is going crazy on this releasing here.
Yeah, a lot moving very quickly today.
It really is, and they are so...
But the latest, for folks who don't know, is Donald Trump has said, I've ordered the complete unredacted declassified transcript of my call with Zelensky, Ukrainian leader, released tomorrow. And as Dan just said, according to Chuck Schumer, that's not enough.
Yeah, it's never enough.
Never
enough. Okay, so let's go to Catherine Herridge. Now she's going to be talking about, this was on America's Newsroom, talking about the transcript.
The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now threatening a new stage of investigation if the acting director of National Intelligence, the DNI, gentleman by the name of Joseph McGuire, fails to hand over the whistleblower complaint to Congress. Now, he is scheduled to testify this week before the House Intelligence Committee. In fact, that's Thursday. Here is Ken Starr 2 hours ago in our program on whether or not the transcript of the phone call should be released.
We live, I know, in the age of transparency.
But that has to be balanced against an enduring presidential interest in carrying on the foreign policy of the United States in a responsible way.
So Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge picks it up from there. And Catherine, let's begin. There's been a lot of news on this overnight.
There has been.
Ken Starr's conclusion was it's too soon to make that call.
A person familiar with the situation tells Fox News that the whistleblower did not have, quote, firsthand knowledge of the conversation between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, adding the complaint makes clear the whistleblower did not have direct knowledge of the July phone call. And a short time ago, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arriving on Capitol Hill, not taking questions from reporters. The latest information and context on the whistleblower matters because multiple U.S. officials are typically on these calls with the president and the Ukrainian president, indicating this whistleblower was not one of them. And it's unclear this morning how the individual obtained a transcript, heard about the call, or learned about it another way. In an op-ed in the Washington Post, a group of House freshman Democrats urged House Speaker Pelosi to use every investigative avenue.
In our op-ed, what we stated is every tool that the U.S. Congress has, every tool that we as members of Congress have, should be employed at this point in time to ensure that we know the facts and that we can either completely prove or disprove these stunning allegations against the president.
After consulting with the Justice Department, the top lawyer for the acting director of National Intelligence, Joe McGuire, said the complaint was not standard, did not meet the statutory definition of urgent, and congressional notification was not required. The Senate Majority Leader accused Democrats of overreach.
I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation, the specific subject of which is still unknown.
Democrats want McGuire's testimony on Thursday, which is teeing up, Bill, to be a very big day, to say the
least. That'll be public or not, Catherine?
You know, the latest information we have is that it should be public, but we've had indicators in the last 48 hours, Bill, from House Democrats that they might accept a private or closed session. So that would not be open to the public, but would be for lawmakers only.
Okay, so the head of DNI is going to testify on Thursday. The transcript is going to be released on Wednesday. Are we seeing dominoes being set up here?
I believe so.
But it's not good enough for Chuck Schumer. He wants the whistleblower to testify before Congress. I think that's a tactical error on their part. Because I think when they find this guy, I think they're going to find he's not as squeaky clean as he probably needs to be. He's not some Boy Scout, let's say, that's sitting in the corner. Because, I mean, so think about this thing. This guy had to, he wasn't on the conversation, he wasn't doing the transcript, so he had to get a copy of this from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Clapper. Clap on, clap off.
The clapper.
Ugh. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I've learned with all of this, especially 2 years of the Russia thing, just let it play out. Let it play out. It's hard to know what's exactly in that transcript and also the exact origins of the whistleblower getting his hands on it and what he's up to. And I'm excited. Let's pop some popcorn tomorrow.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to just see it all come to a head no matter what happens. I've learned to just roll with the punches, and my life's good either way.
Folks, my show is going to be dark tomorrow because I'm getting my eye surgery done tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Thursday, hopefully at 12 o'clock. I have my follow-up post-surgical appointment with my good friend John Swan, Dr. John Swan. And as a favor for him, I'm doing the appointment Thursday morning, but they have to do the dilation of eyes and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully I'll be sitting in this chair somewhere in the neighborhood around 12 o'clock, maybe 12:30 or so, a little later. You never know. Okay, guys, we're going to a top hour break, coming back for the final hour of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. should be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if